Good afternoon, everybody. It is Sunday, June, I believe, 11th. Yes, got it right. Sunday, June 11th, and I'm coming at you guys from the University of Southern California. I'm going to be here all day working on my thesis, but this is a nice little break. I get to play some music for you guys. And as always, I usually take either soundtracks from different movies, movie genres, TV shows. And today I'm going to use a soundtrack from one of my favorite movies of all time, Swingers. It's a movie that stars Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau. And, oh, I'm forgetting this guy's name. And Ron Livingston. Basically about falling in love in L.A. in the 90s. The main character, Trent, played by Jon Favreau, just got out of a six-year relationship. And basically, he has to learn how to be single again and how to be successfully single in Los Angeles, which, for anyone who lives in Los Angeles, knows that's a very hard thing to do. It's mainly a movie about getting over heartbreak and kind of getting yourself back out there. So it's a movie I always show any of my friends who get out of relationships. As soon as I find out one of my friends broke up with their girlfriend, or their girlfriends broke up with them, or their boyfriends broke up with them, I immediately set up a time to watch this movie, and I think all you guys should too. So I'm also going to be playing some clips from the movie, but anyone who's seen the movie before knows there is a lot of cursing. I think the F word makes an appearance over 90 times in the movie. So I was a little limited into what scenes I could use. And even in one of the scenes I'm going to show, I'm going to have to bleep it. So hopefully I am quick on the draw for that, because I don't want my listeners' beautiful, innocent ears to hear words like that. So I'm going to play the first clip, which is basically the movie opens up with a song and then opens up with this clip. And it's basically Jon Favreau and his friend, played by Ron Livingston, just at a diner talking about, like, how Jon Favreau's character, Trent, is... Or not Trent, sorry. Why am I not remembering names? Mike. How Mike is trying to get over it, and he's talking to his friend about how heartbroken he is, and his friend gives him some advice. So I'm going to start with this clip, and then I'm going to go in order of... Or I'm going to play the songs in the order that they appear in the movie. So, yeah, let's get it started.
Okay, so what if I don't want to give up on her?
You don't call.
You said I don't call if I wanted to give up on her.
Right.
So I don't call either way.
Right.
So what's the difference?
There is no difference right now. See, Mike, the only difference between giving up and not giving up is if you take her back when she wants to come back. But you can't do anything to make her want to come back. In fact, you can only do stuff to make her not want to come back.
So the only difference is if I forget about her or just pretend to forget about her.
Right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
So it's just like a retroactive decision then? I mean, I could, like, forget about her, and then when she comes back, make like I just pretended to forget about her?
Right, although probably more likely the opposite.
What do you mean?
I mean, at first you're going to pretend to forget about her. You'll not call her, I don't know, whatever. But then eventually, you really will forget about her.
Well, unless she comes back first.
See, that's the thing, is somehow they know not to come back until you really forget.
There's the rub.
There's the rub.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Money brings just a little filthy lucre, buys a lot of things. And I could take you to places that you would like to go, but outside of that I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you. Of strife and upheaval, but I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you.
cried on the phone. Too soon to lose my baby, yet my girl should be at home. But try to understand, try to understand. Try to understand. He's a magic man, mama.
Hello again, everybody. So we started off that set with You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You by Dean Martin, which is featured in the opening credits of the movie, just like over a bunch of pictures from the 90s. Just everyday life. People living the same lives that young people today are. After that was She Thinks I Still Care by George Jones, which a little bit after the beginning of the movie, Trent, played by Vince Vaughn, convinces Mike, played by Jon Favreau, to go to Vegas. And it's one of the most perfect Vegas road trip scenes ever, because they start off super excited, Vegas, baby, Vegas! And then, like, 3 hours later, they're just dead tired, still driving. And the next song that I played, She Thinks I Still Care by George Jones, is playing in the background, which they're kind of sleepy. And then Trent is just like, come on, man, Vegas, baby, Vegas, which always seems to happen to me. Starts exciting, ends pretty tired. Next song was With Plenty of Money and You by Count Basie and Tony Bennett. And that's a scene of when Mike and Trent actually get to Vegas and they go into the casino. And I won't ruin the scene for people who haven't seen it, but there's a blackjack scene where basically Trent is trying to explain that you always, always, always double down on 11. It doesn't matter what the other card is showing, whatever, like, situation, you always double down on 11. And they actually end up losing most of their money on that double down. But because of that scene, I always double down on 11. I don't care if I'm facing an ace. I don't care if I'm facing a 10. I don't care if it's my last chip. I will always double down on an 11. And I think you guys should too. And then the final song of the set that we played was Magic Man by Heart. And basically, Trent picks up a cocktail waitress at the hotel. She brings a friend. And then all four of them go back to the cocktail waitress's trailer. And basically, Trent tells the greatest story of all time, which, again, I won't ruin it for people. But there was a study a few years back that said the number one quality that women are attracted to, which I don't know how scientific this study was, but the number one quality a woman is attracted to, or a straight woman is attracted to, is in a man, is his ability to tell stories, or good stories. And every time, as soon as I heard that that study or read that study, I thought about this scene because it's just such a great story. And Mike obviously hooks up with the cocktail waitress after, or sorry, Trent does. Wow, I'm getting a lot of names wrong. Yeah, so a few more trivia tidbits about the movie. It was written by Jon Favreau, not directed, but written by Jon Favreau, and basically, and it's supposed to be a representation of his time in LA. So, for example, Mike and Ron are actually based off of Vince Vaughn, who's Jon Favreau's best friend in real life, and Rod Livingston, who is also one of his really close friends. Ron Livingston, sorry. And those two characters are basically playing themselves in the movie, which is pretty cool. And then the apartment that Jon Favreau uses in the movie as Mike's apartment was actually his apartment when he first moved to L.A. And another little tidbit for you Parks and Rec fans, he lived right above Adam Scott. And by Parks and Rec fans, I mean you, Archana. And then the bear monologue. Anyone who's seen the movie before knows about the bear monologue, where basically any girl you're trying to flirt with is a little bunny rabbit. You are a bear and you have these claws, and it's just a matter of using your claws. It's kind of psycho, but pretty funny. And that's actually a monologue that Vince Vaughn gave to Jon Favreau, IRL, which means in real life for you old folk. So yeah, let's get to some more songs from the soundtrack, and then I'll be back with a little more trivia and maybe a clip if you guys are well behaved enough. Let's go.
I get paid for loving, loving all the time. Because your love is mine.
Because your love is mine. Because your love is mine.
I get paid for loving, not with nickels and dimes.
I get paid for loving,
yes, girl. Because your love is mine.
Because your love is mine.
Get paid for loving. Ooh,
you're looking so fine. Da ba ba, yeah, because your love is mine.
Cause your love is mine. Cause your love is mine. Cause your love is mine. Cause your love is mine.
Faithful loving every day.
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 Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, in every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing, trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
trying to say now. You look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth now. And I want you to be my spouse so that we can live happily now, now. In a great big old roomy house. And I know you're gonna groove me, baby. Oh, yeah, now. Make me feel good inside. Come on and groove me, baby. I need you to groove me. Oh, yeah, now, now, darling. Come on, come on. Dumplings, come on, give me something, girl. I've been needing for days. Yes, some good, good loving with plenty, plenty hugging. Ooh, you cute little thing, you. Girl, between you and me now, now, we don't need no company. No other man, no other girl. Enter into our world, not as long as you prove me, baby. Oh, come on, make me feel good inside. Come on, groove me, baby. Move me, baby. Oh, sock it to me, mama. Oh, I like it like that, baby.
Hang out, she's a brick house. I don't like
All right, we started that set off with Paid for Lovin' by Love Jones. After that was King of the Road by Roger Miller, which is a song that when Trent and Mike are leaving Vegas, Trent or Mike is peeing off the side of the road, Trent is talking to him from the car, and basically just talking about the failures of Vegas, Trent trying to cheer Mike up. And the funny thing about that scene was that this movie, the whole time, it was an independently funded movie, so there was a lot of problem getting finances. And on the side of the road, they, like, not only could they not afford a permit to film on the side of the road, but, like, those don't exist. You're not allowed to film there. But the director said, F it, let's film it anyways. And when cops came, they kind of bought time and were like, oh, our permit is, like, a couple miles away, we'll go get it. And they basically filmed the scene in front of the cops, but made it seem like just a normal conversation. And they put a mic in the car, so they didn't use a boom mic. And the guy filming didn't even look through the lens. So pretty interesting stuff for like, anytime a movie has no money, they usually find some pretty cool ways to make their movie. After that, we played Pick Up the Pieces by Average White Band, which is one of the greatest band names ever. And that song goes on while the guys are sitting around a poker table and basically discussing the movie Goodfellas and Reservoir Dogs. And they're discussing how directors like Quentin Tarantino and even Martin Scorsese steal stuff from other directors. Comics steal from other comics. Directors steal from other directors. It's just people find good methods and then other people use it. And they're basically, because they also steal, like, ideas from those movies in the movie Swingers. So I guess they're trying to defend themselves a little bit. After that, we played Groove Me by King Floyd and Brick House by the Commodores, which, if anyone has ever seen Rush Hour 2, the greatest line in that movie is when Chris Tucker is asking the casino why they don't have any black artists playing there. And the guy goes, we have Lionel Richie playing tonight. And Chris Tucker just goes, Lionel Richie ain't been black since the Commodores, which I think is one of the greatest lines in movie history. But I digress. Both the songs, Groove Me and Brick House, are played at this model party. It's a party full of models. And there's a pretty brutal rejection scene that happens there. And then later on, after that party, they go to a bar later on in the movie, and Mike, played by Jon Favreau, who's kind of this hopeless guy, gets a girl's number, and it's a super exciting thing, and he doesn't know when he should call her. His friends say, wait, 5 days, 6 days. He's like, okay, I'll handle it, and ends up calling her that night. And it's one of the most brutal scenes in the history of film, because every guy has messed up pretty bad with a girl that they liked before. And it's always hard to see it happen in front of you. So I'm going to play that clip. Again, Jon Favreau's character gets a girl's number, wants to wait a few days, and ends up calling her the same night. So let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki, this is Mike. I met you at the Dresden tonight. I just called to say that I had a great time, and you should call me tomorrow or in two days, whatever. Anyway, my number is 213-555-4679.
Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki, this is Mike again. I just called because it sounded like your machine might have cut me off before I finished leaving my number. Anyway, sorry to call so late, but you were still at the Dresden when I left, so I knew I'd get your machine. Anyhow, my number is 21...
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
213-555-4679. That's it. Just want to leave my number. I didn't want you to think I was weird or desperate. We should just hang out and see where it goes, because it's nice and, expectations. So, okay? Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. I just got out of a 6-year relationship, okay? That should help explain why I'm acting so weird. I just wanted you to know that. It's not you, it's me. I'm sorry. This is Mike. Hi, Nikki. This is Mike. Could you just call me when you get in? I'm going to be up for a while, and I'd just rather speak to you in person. Fuck!
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Nikki and Mike. This just isn't working out. I think you're great, but maybe we should just take some time off from each other. It's not you, it's me, it's what I'm going through. All right? It's only been 6 months.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Wow! I guess you're home.
Yeah, so one of the more brutal scenes where you're just like, dude, please stop, and he just refuses. But anyways, before we go on to our next set and final set, I just want to say you are listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen to us online at kxsc.org, on the airwaves at 1560 AM, and on your smartphone on the TuneIn Radio app. We are a service of the University of Southern California. And here is the last set.
Thank you. lemonade juice I drink it.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah.
What's it gonna be?
A gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me. Man, I know I gotta go. It's the same thing every time. But I don't think another drink's gonna make me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink.
Fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
All right, we started that song with, or that set, sorry, not that song, with two songs from the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, which is like a swing band, which I thought they were only in swingers, but apparently they're in a lot of other stuff too. We started with their song You and Me and the Bottle Makes Three Tonight, and followed it with Go Daddy O. And basically those two are from the scenes where they go to the final bar and Jon Favreau meets Heather Graham, who basically is in a very similar situation as him. They just click. And it's just that idea of if you're single and having bad luck, that person is out there. Don't worry. And then at the very end, we listen to I'm Beginning to See the Light by Bobby Darin, which is the end credits. And it's basically... Actually, I won't ruin the end of the movie. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. But it's a pretty good end credit song that follows up the last two scenes. A few more trivia tidbits that I wrote down but wasn't able to get to. There's a scene where where Sue pulls a gun on some people. They're Mike and Trent's friend, Sue. Kind of this, like, off-the-wall guy. And he pulls a gun on these people who confront him, and afterwards they're yelling at each other, and Sue makes fun of Mike, and Mike kind of is like, well, damn, and just walks away really sad. And Trent, like, screams at Sue, basically tells him to shut the F up, don't, like, talk to Mike like that. And Vince Vaughn actually requested for Jon Favreau to add this scene in because he thought that the audience needs to see there's more to Trent than just this happy-go-lucky guy and that he truly cared for Mike. And then in the Vegas scenes with at the poker tables, Vince Vaughn's dad and Jon Favreau's grandma are both different blackjack players. Vince Vaughn's dad is the guy at the $100 table, minimum table, with the two twins on each arm. And Jon Favreau's grandma is the lucky lady at the $5 table who, like, hits on 17 and then gets a 21. And then there's a lot of, like, bar and party scenes that require a lot of extras. But like I said, this movie had no funding or very little funding, so they couldn't really afford to pay extras. So what they did is when they filmed at bars, they basically put up a sign that said, if you walk here, you're going to be in the movie. We're not going to pay you. So you're going to be uncredited. But if you want to be an extra, walk around. And then for the parties, they filmed at, like, actual parties where they would go to the party, the guy throwing the party would be like, hey, can we film in, like, this section? But, like, everyone else can just go about their business. And the guy said, yeah, because who wouldn't want to party in a movie? And then Doug Liman, the director of the movie, Jon Favreau wrote it and Doug Liman directed it. And he wanted to use his friends and he in the movie to star. And studios loved the script, but they were a little worried about Liman casting his friends. Are they the right choices? But Liman correctly thought these guys lived these roles and they have this unbelievable chemistry and they're talented actors. And luckily, I think the movie is great as is. I'm glad they didn't get that much money because the scenes they got were pretty awesome. And I'm sure the people who worked on the film probably wouldn't have wanted it to change either. One thing I forgot to bring up is, as I was driving here, all the exits to USC were closed, and I was pretty angry about it until I found out it is Pride Week or month. I'm not sure which one. But I just wanted to give a shout out to my LGBTQ community members. This radio station stands with you. I stand with you. All sane people stand with you. And go out, fight for your rights, because you deserve every single right that every other American gets. And I'm proud of every person. And if you didn't go, I'm still proud of you. But yeah, fight on. And that's the show, everybody. My name is Pasha Zulfagari. I'm a Iranian American, and people like me deserve a place in the United States. So don't ban us, please. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Bye.